I believe that the best way to illustrate is cake. All right? Cake. And you say, cake, Pastor Shelley. You know, now look, don't try to tie me down and say that God is cake, okay? I didn't say that. What I am saying is this. I believe that cake is a great way to illustrate the Trinity, and I'm going to explain why. Go to verse 10 here. Why? Because the Bible says over and over that there's one God. That is super clear. Look at verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. There's only one God. There's only ever been one God. There will only ever be one God. And right here, this is one cake, okay? There's one cake right up here, right? Obviously, this is a piece, but I'm just saying this is a piece of cake, and we're using it as a representation of a cake. One cake, okay? God is so complex that he cannot ever describe to us everything about him at one time. So what he does is, as you're reading, he describes certain aspects of him. So in order to know exactly who God is, you have to read everything about him. Now, this is called a 3D world, okay? Why? Because from one perspective, you can't see this entire cake. You can't see everything from where you're seated. I would have to start turning it and rotating it for you to see everything in order to get a full picture of what this cake actually looks like. So from your perspective, you may identify certain attributes, but if I rotate or change the cake, now you might identify different attributes about the cake. The same is with God. So while I'm reading the Bible, I may find all day long, one God, one God, one God, one God. But that's from a certain perspective. We have to then also look from other perspectives and change our rotation, use other scriptures to see if there's any other perspectives of who God is, okay? And this is how we understand the Trinity. You can't just take one verse. You have to look at it from the whole of Scripture, not just one cherry-picked verse. Now, there's something unique about this cake. So I'll go ahead and start revealing that to you. This is called the New Testament, okay? When you start revealing more information, is that this is what you would call a tri-layer cake. Now, from looking at it from the other perspective, you would have no idea. You just saw one cake, one cake, one cake. And you know what? There's still one that I haven't cut into. From the outside looking in, all you see is one cake. One cake, one cake, one cake, one cake. But you know what? When you cut into it and you look a little deeper, you see, actually, it's a tri-layer cake, which is interesting, illustrating that there's three layers. This is also how we understand the Trinity, okay? Because the Trinity has the three persons of God. Now, when I gave you those definitions, let me just quickly explain that with the cake, and then we're going to walk through them through Scripture. Because, you know, who cares what Wikipedia says? The only thing we care is what the Bible says. But I actually agree with what Wikipedia says, because that's what the Bible actually says. Now, they said that there's one God, right? One cake. But there's three persons. There's three layers. Now, if you know anything about baking, in order to make a cake successfully like this, what you do is you take all the ingredients and you mix them together and you make the batter. Now, this batter is one essence. Yeah. It's all the same batter, okay? And that's the same with God. God is one essence. But then what they do is they pour them into three different pans, and they cook them in their three distinct cakes, and then they lay the bottom layer, and then Lucy puts a nice little piece of icing right on top of it. And then they set the next cake on it, and then they put another piece of icing on it, and they put the third layer, and then she ices the whole thing, and then you have one cake that's a tri-layer cake. Each layer is 100% cake. 100%. It's fully cake. I mean, this isn't cake. Look, that would be like saying that Jesus isn't God. Hey, each person of the Trinity is fully God, yet they're distinct from. But you wouldn't say that this layer is this layer. Now, again, it was originally up, standing up, so I'll kind of show you. You would say this is the top layer, the middle layer, and the bottom layer. You wouldn't say the bottom layer is the top layer, because why? The top layer is who this is. Cake is what it is. The middle layer is who this is. But cake is what it is. The bottom layer is who this is, but cake is what it is. So when we look at God, it's the Father is who he is, but God is what he is. Jesus
okay? That's the Son, that's who he is, but you know what? What he is, God. And the Holy Ghost, when we think about the Holy Ghost, what is he? Well, he's God, but who he is the Holy Ghost. Now, even, I like this analogy for another reason. And I'm not going to go to these verses, but the Bible teaches that the Son is subject unto the Father, okay? Well, here's the thing, the middle layer is subject to the top layer. And the bottom layer is subject to the middle layer. But you know what? They're all equal in value. They're all the same cake. This is why I love this analogy. Because you keep looking at all the attributes of God, and you're like, wow. And when people look at it, and they say, oh, you believe in three cakes. It's like, this is one cake, bro. You know, do you have a problem with your vision? I mean, if you walked over to one of those cakes, and someone is like, I see three cakes, they're like, you got problems. You know? That's what people, they say, oh, the Trinity, that's polytheistic. That's believing in multiple cakes. No, it's not, because there's still one cake. There's one God. It's in this, again, I'm not saying this is perfect, but I'm saying of my understanding of the Trinity, this is the best example I could possibly give you. And it tastes really good, I'm sure, all right? We're going to find out in a moment. Genesis chapter 1, God says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That sounds like a plurality. And you know, if this cake could speak, it would say, let us satisfy Pastor Shelley, you know. But denoting what? The plurality, yet the unity. Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 3. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Now, whose person are we talking about? God the Father. So the Son is an image of the person of what? God the Father. So God the Father is a person. Case closed. Now, you would never say an image of a person is the person. That's weird. Like, I'm not an image of myself. I'm myself. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, look at verse number 10. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. So notice again, it says that God the Father is a person. Then it says that Jesus is a person. Why? Because there's three persons, but one God. Amen. Now, fortunately for me, I brought up a fork while I'm up here. Because I just want to illustrate certain facts for you, okay? This is about your learning, okay? Not about my enjoyment or anything. But if I take a piece out of here and I said, you know what, this piece in our illustration represents God, okay? But it's not the Father, not the Holy Ghost, but it is Jesus. That would be, in our illustration, true. Because you could see, hey, I took it from the middle layer. So, hey, it's still cake, but it's not the top layer. If someone said, hey, that's the top layer, wouldn't that be a lie? Hey, that's the bottom layer. No, it's not the bottom layer. Oh, well, then it's not cake then. It's like Jesus is the Father. No, he's not. Oh, well, then he's not God. Well, yes, he is God, okay? So you have to understand all of these situations that people bring up, and hey, this makes it perfectly clear. And you know what? I could, you know, if I eat this, I'm not going to say it's like part of cake. It's 100% cake. Super good.